Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. God is so good, and no matter what's going on in your life, I want to encourage you today to keep moving forward with the Lord. Get that word that God spoke to you when you first started out on your journey with him. Remember that he has a promise over your life, and he is not slacking his promises. Oh, no, he is not. God is going to do what he said he would do. Amen. So be encouraged on today, and just let that be your prayer on today. Ask God to order your steps in his word. Order my steps. That's my prayer. That has been my prayer for about 15 years now. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. I don't know how to do this. How many of you have that confession that you cannot do what you do without Jesus? I don't know how to do what God has called me to do. I don't know how to live this Christian life without God. I don't know the right decisions to make without God. I need Jesus. Anybody need Jesus today? Amen. I need him on my side every minute, every hour, every second, when I'm sleeping and when I am awake. I need Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good and worthy to be praised. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Go ahead and say hallelujah. I tell you, God has encouraged my heart in so many ways on this week. And I'm just blessing the Lord for the great things that he is doing in my life. Listen, it's not easy being me. Amen. It's not, and I know you can testify that it's not easy being you. All of the things that you find yourself encountering on a daily basis, I know that you're crying out, God, you got to help me. Help me, Lord. Lead me, guide me. Show me the way. Show me the way. We have to be like Job sometimes. Job cries out, oh, Lord, you know the way that I take. God knows, listen, God knows the way that you take. I mean, isn't that encouraging to know that he knows the way that you take? And like David, my God, David said, if I go to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, you're there too. He said, where can I go from your presence? Nowhere. My God, there is nowhere that you can go beyond God's presence. My God, like the psalmist says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life. Listen, God is following you, amen. His favor is following you, amen. Hallelujah. Goodness and mercy are following you all of the days of your life, because God shall fulfill his word over your life. Come on, somebody. I just felt like encouraging somebody on today. Amen and praise God. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with Woman to Woman. I want to welcome Destiny Talk Show, Sister Gazelle, and God's elect lady. Oh, yeah, I like that, to the chat room on today. I also want to just welcome everybody that's streaming and everybody that is listening, all of our Facebook, my Facebook friends and family, amen, who are tuning in on this afternoon, amen. I tell you, I'm encouraging myself. You know, what did the song say? She said, sometimes I have to, and you have to, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And what did David do? He encouraged himself in the Lord. My God, when there were all kinds of craziness was breaking out in his life, breaking out in his family, David encouraged himself in the Lord. And you know, David had some crazy people giving him all kinds of heck, you know. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. And you and I, we have to continually encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen and praise God. Well, today I have a very exciting broadcast planned. I have some special guests coming on to the broadcast. I'm waiting for them to call in. Amen. I'm waiting for them to call in. While we're waiting, amen, let us open in prayer. Amen. I want to open in prayer. And I'm going to, we're only here for an hour, so as soon as my guests come, we're going to talk to them for a little while, and then I'm going to open up the switchboard so you can tell me about how do you make the right decisions in your life. How do you make the right decisions in your life? The Bible says in Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Amen. How do you, and that's the NIV version, how do you make the right decisions in your life? And how do you make sure that that's the purpose that God has for you, amen, when you're making those decisions? So after my guests come on, I'm going to open up the phone line and take some calls so that we can find out what our sisters are doing. I want us to, you know, iron sharpens iron, you know. Let's find out how we are making it through the fire, through the storm. And not even if you're not going through something, but if you're on purpose, my God, if you're on purpose, if you know destiny is calling and you know you're going somewhere with the Lord, then we want to hear from you also, because it's not always a struggle. Come on, somebody. Life should not always be a struggle. Amen and praise God. Well, I want to give you an announcement. I'm just very excited about it. Coming up this Friday, we have our fifth annual Christian Women of Power Women's Conference. My God, women on a mission. There's no stopping us now. My God, I'm just so excited. I will be one of the speaker preachers. We have Minister Lalisa Williams. Oh, my God, she's the author of God's Plan for My Success. Oh, she's going to do some workshops on God's plan for your success, living your dreams, and turning a mess into success. My God, from a mess to success. God's going to let her come in her own way. Amen. Those are just some of the topics that I have. It was on my heart for her to share, but who knows? This woman has a powerful, powerful testimony, and there's no telling what the Lord is going to do through her. I will be doing some relationships workshops. How do I know if he's the one? Put a ring on it and Keeping Your Marriage Hot. Amen. Those will be on Saturday morning and Friday night. We're having a Moving Forward, my God, Moving Forward Healing Service. It's time to get rid of all of that stuff that's been hindering you, woman of God, and move forward into the great plan that God has for your life. There's no stopping you now. You might as well go ahead and declare it. There's no stopping me now. Amen. Hallelujah. And Saturday afternoon, fire and praise service with Evangelist Patty Roscoe. My God, my God. This woman came to the church last year and just tore the church up. I mean, she said, I know you're not going to have me back, but oh yeah, we're having her back because she is a blessing. We have one of our elders. My God, this woman is 75 years old, Evangelist Elizabeth Page. Oh, my God, such wisdom and fire. She's been evangelizing across the United States of America, and she will be with us. We are delighted, amen, that she will be joining us for that conference, and also our very own prophetess, Angie Singletary. My God, this woman is prophetic. My God, she's anointed, amen, and she has the word of the Lord in her mouth. Listen, I'm not highlighting the speakers. I just want to make it clear to you that even though I'm announcing the speakers, I want you to know that Jesus is going to be in the place. Amen. God is going to be there. The Holy Spirit is going to be there. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what God is going to be doing on this upcoming weekend. He's going to be setting the captives free, saving souls, breaking yokes, my God, changing lives, putting women on purpose, amen, and even taking some into the next realm of their destiny. My God, hallelujah. That's October the 8th through the 10th. You want to go to my website at nccmonline.org to get more information about that upcoming conference. Well, my guests are here, amen. That's October the 8th through the 10th. And one more thing I want to say about that conference, there is no registration fee. It's already filling up, so I need you to go over there to RSVP because we have limited space. The Lord's moving us into it. He's expanding our tents. We're going to move into a bigger sanctuary, but we have limited space, and you want to be there. You want to be there. So many women are going to be there. Come and get what God has for you. Amen. Don't come to see nobody. Don't come to, you know, see what's going on, but come to get. Come to receive what God has for you. Amen. That's October the 8th through the 10th. And again, more information can be found on our website. Well, my guests are here. Amen. And I want to just open in prayer, and then I'm going to bring them on. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for this time that you're allowing us to be together. Bless the words that I've already spoken, oh God, and bless the words that will be spoken from this point forward. Bless every woman who is listening, every man, boy, and girl. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I have a Lady Flag with me, and I also have Evangelist, Gospel Artist Keisha Cohen with me. God bless you, ladies, and welcome to the broadcast.
God bless you. Thank you for allowing us to come.
Amen. Lady Flag, I just want to say, it's just an honor to have you on my broadcast on today on Women to Women. You had me come on your show, and I just was so blessed. You've been promoting my books, and I just thank you for, you know, just really, really pushing my books out, my ministry out there, and believing in the ministry that the Lord has given me. Yes. And it's just a blessing to have you today.
Yes, and I'm just so honored to be here once again with you. I'm telling you, your books are such a blessing, and it's needed for our now time with the women are dealing with, and I mean, it's for every boy, girl, and men too.
Amen.
Who might be dealing with whatever issues. I mean, your book speaks much life, so it's an honor. It's an honor.
Well, I thank you for that, but this is just definitely not about me. I want to talk about what God is doing with you and Evangelist Keisha. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
Amen. Welcome to Women to Women. I want to talk about this play. Oh, Lord Jesus, I tell you. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. These two women of God have gotten together, I believe, the play, and I'm going to let them tell you a little bit more. I believe the play was written and produced by Evangelist Keisha Cohen,
yes.
And I know that Lady Flag is the promoter, promoting and advertising and making a PR person.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Amen. But let me tell them a little bit about this play, and then I want you guys to just jump in. Every step I make, the name of the play is Decisions, Decisions, The Right Choice. My God, it's a musical gospel play, and it's taking place on October the 16th at Christ Fellowship Church, which is located at 1121 Elizabeth Avenue in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Now, this play it's a dynamic musical ministry, amen, that's going to really, really set the captives free. Every step I make, this is what I read when I was reading the advertisement for the play. Every step I make, every thought-out process comes along with a choice to make, which comes along a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Comes along with a choice to make a which comes along a decision. It can
mm-hmm.
be wrong or right. My God, let him be my judge. Ladies, I don't know which one of you want to jump in first. I guess Evangelist Keisha Cohen, tell us about this play and why, how this play came to be, and what is it that you're trying to do with this particular ministry?
This play was birthed out of Matthew 25:1-13 verses, and this scripture reading is about the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. They were all given the same instrument. They were all given the same information, but they had to make a decision. Were they going to prepare themselves and keep their lamps trimmed with oil, so that they will be prepared to see and go back with the bridegroom, or were they going to just take their lamps and just sit them down by the wayside and take a time and take a sidebar and do them, so to say. And it's, everyone has their choice to make. It's your decision, but you have to know that with your decision comes consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the play is about. 10 women. They're living in this estate for a month, preparing for a church luncheon, and they all think that one another is living holy and ready to see Jesus. But you, how many know when you live with somebody, you get to know the real them?
Yeah.
It's dealing with some everyday life situations, playing church, and people saying that they're one thing and living another. We're dealing with all of those type of issues, and the bottom line is those wise women are encouraging and ministering to the 5 foolish. You better get your house in order because Jesus is on his way back. So that's what the play is about. But we're excited. We are excited, and my most excitement for that evening. It's not the play itself. I'm excited about the play, and I thank God for the vision and giving me the writing skills. But my excitement is the souls that will
mm-hmm.
be delivered and saved after the play.
Yes.
I'm excited, and I'm ready for whatever God has. We started doing this as a little one-time production that we were going to do, and after people coming in and seeing the vision and seeing the rehearsals, we have people that signed on as sponsors. We have 4 churches that want us to bring the play to their church, and so God is just opening doors for this production, and you don't want to miss
mm-hmm.
decisions, the right choice.
Right.
My God. Yeah, and that's just amazing, because this is a time, it's just a timely message,
mm-hmm.
that it's time to get your house in order, because there are many playing church, and you talked about being someone while pretending to be someone else.
Yes,
the real you really comes out when you get up close and personal.
Mm-hmm.
And And you see so much of that in the church today. But I hear the rehearsals even are just electric. Lady Flag, you were telling me something about not even being able to make it through the rehearsals. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, Evangelist Renkeisha was explaining, you know, I personally have not really yet been able to sit in, but I always check in to see how everything is going, how progress is being made. And she began to tell me how, and in the rehearsals, how electrifying that because of the topics, we're talking things, this play is talking 21st century things, what's going on in women's lives and people's lives, period, nowadays. And she was telling about this one particular scene, how they were going through the script, and matter of fact, it's not even, okay, but anyway, they was going through the scene, and she began to say how the Holy Ghost just came in the midst, and deliverance began to take place, and the people were just crying and just pointing out and I believe that same effect which was happening in rehearsal is going
yes.
to be what's going to happen in the audience. So I think God is just giving her a glimpse of her glory, of what she's about to walk into. And Keisha is a gospel recording artist, and she was supposed to have been going on tour after this play. But I told her before this even started, I said, you know what? You can't go on this tour. I know you're supposed to go away for 6 months and do what you got to do with your music, but this play is your tour.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. I said, because you're starting somewhere. You're starting in Elizabeth, but guess what? It's going to go from place to place to place because people need to hear the message. They need to hear the message, and they need to know their life story is being spoken even right now, and from the deliverance that's going to take place of the same way of how they're going to get delivered. It's the same way that they can get their deliverance on that night.
My God.
We're just looking for God to do something great.
I am too, and you know that's why I was so blessed to be able to have you to come, because one thing that we have to do at the church is we have to stop being lone rangers, you know, and just really begin to team up with each other and do this
that's
ministry.
That's right.
You know, it's too much, you know, like you said, hypocrisy and coveting going on within the body. But I would hate to have my hand hitting on my foot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have vowed to God, I pledge to God in my heart that I'm not hating on anybody. If I could push you up and promote you, that's what I'm
right.
going to do. And
mm-hmm.
I've been highlighting women for a while, so it's my privilege to highlight the two of you. Keisha, evangelist, are you an evangelist? Is that what God has called you to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, obviously, this play did not just come out of the thin air. This must have been a burden on your heart. Why don't you talk to me a little bit more about the birthing? Talk to me about the impregnation when God actually, the Spirit of the Lord actually came upon you and gave you this assignment.
This assignment began birthing in my womb about, I want to say, at least going on 3 years. I would start with the pencil and put it down and try to work on other things, not fully walking in God's will at the time because I was trying to complete my singing CD and working on my recording and doing what I thought was what was mandated for me at the time, but it really wasn't God's mandate on me at the time, and I would write a little bit of it, and I would have to literally tear myself away from it, and then at the same time, I was going through a divorce and some issues, personal issues that God was allowing me to go through. And I'm like, well, God, I'm your servant, and I know it's not your will for me to live this way and have to deal with these issues from this man that clearly wants no dealings with you, my father. How can I follow him and be under his leadership as the head of my household when you're not the head of his life? And it was just some different issues. And at that same time, I was diagnosed with lupus. And a few months later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and just a whole battle just going on. And I had to make a decision. I'm either going to sit back and do what the world expects me to do, which is lay up in my bed and just die, or get to the grind, get myself anchored in Jesus and do his will. And my decision was to do the will of God. And I promise you, once you make up that decision and stand by that decision, come hell or come high water, whoever want to leave, whoever want to stay, if you stay steadfast on God's word and his promises, because his promises are yay and nay. And when God promised you and speak prophetically into your life, it has to come to pass. Mm-hmm. If we're lining it up with the word and doing what he mandates us to do, his word cannot return null and void. Okay. And I had to take inventory. I had to leave my job because of illness and just so many things. But once I took my eyes off of my personal situation and started looking at the need of the body of Christ and started deciding, when I decided that, okay, God, you've been putting this in me the last couple of years, I'm going to do this. I'm going to just do it. And, you know, we always have excuses. And my excuse was I had it in my brain and I had the vision and I could play the whole play out to you, but I'm not a writer. I'm not a script writer. And I said, well, God, how can I do this play? And I don't even know how to prepare a script. I don't know how to write a script. This is all new to me. I said, so if this is your will, you're going to have to make a way, because I want to not only be correct spiritually, but I want, in business, I want to be a businesswoman. And God just, I just took my hands off it and the best that I could just started jotting notes and writing what God was giving to me. God sent me a lady by the name of Shanice. Shanice just came aboard. And she is an author. Her book was just released a couple of days ago. Her second book was released a couple of days ago. Woman of God. She took on my project as if it was her own project. She did website write-up. She did my sponsorship service. She's scripting my play for me. And when we sat to talk, this is what she does for a living. She's a writing consultant, and her fee is $300 an hour. And I said, well, you know that I don't have it, but if that's what you're charging, I know my God is a provider, and he will provide. And she said, God told me to give you whatever you need and to assist you however you need me to at no charge.
My God, no charge. My God, to God
be
the glory.
Is awesome. It's www.tinyurl.com/decisionsplay. And she did an awesome job on the website. And I just thank God for me finally being able to hear his word, hear his voice, but not only hearing the voice, but launching out in the deep and doing what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, everything in my life has lined up. My healing came through. I am
hallelujah.
A breast cancer. I am a breast cancer survivor. So I'm just walking in the abundance of God's victory, his joy, his financial blessings. So that's how I know that this play is from God. It is of God.
Yes, and
I know that also because some people, friends that are not
where they should be in Christ, to say the least.
Yeah.
You don't want to put that out there. You're making you're letting the people know what's going on. I want them to know what's going on in church.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to know that this is what happens in church, and
mm-hmm.
this is how you can get caught up if
mm-hmm.
your eye is taken, if your focus is taken off of God, and
mm-hmm.
you start focusing on people,
mm-hmm.
you'll be in the same predicament that they're in. But
mm-hmm.
I promise you stay focused on Jesus and stay in his word and
mm.
be movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, it will not come nigh. And you can be a witness, and you can let them know that this is God's will, and what you're doing is out of God's will.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so come to the play, and they think that I'm out of order, and they want to leave the play, then that's between them and God. But I have to do it the way God. I can't put no sugar coat on it. I can't.
I can't
compromise.
Gotta be real. Gotta be
because
real.
Because every
mm-hmm.
issue that we're dealing with in this fight, I've seen it. He's on in different
mm-hmm.
ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And that's the shame of it, but it is the harsh reality of it, you know, because we know that the church is really, really the church is in the headlines right now. So,
yes.
You know, a lot is going on where even a lot is going to be birthed out because God gets, in the midst of everything, God
That's
gets
right.
the glory.
Right.
God can get some glory out of everything and even the mess that's in the church. But that does not mean, like you said, we turn a blind eye towards the fact that things are going on in the church. And, you know, nobody's really getting delivered. Nobody's really
right.
getting saved, you know.
Right.
So,
it's a church as
usual.
It's a church.
Playing church. You said it earlier, yeah, right. playing church.
Yes,
right, right.
Lady Flag, I just want to introduce Lady Flag also is she is the first lady. She is the first lady of a church over in Linden, New Jersey, where the pastor is Pastor Jamont Flagg, awesome, awesome man of God.
Yes.
And the name of the ministry in Elizabeth, my God. Lady Flagg, give me the name of your church.
It's Power Praise and Worship Ministries in Linden, New Jersey, 1420 Southwood Avenue, yes.
Okay,
London,
what is the address again?
It's 1420 Southwood Avenue in Linden, New Jersey.
1420 Southwood Avenue, Linden, New Jersey.
Yes.
Pastor Jamont Flagg, Lady Diana Flagg. And Lady Flagg, just tell us, you know, yeah, I mean, you're walking close with this particular assignment that the Lord has given to Keisha and yourself, because obviously you have just locked arms with her to get this out here.
Mm-hmm.
You being a pastor's wife, a preacher, tell me, what's going on? What's going on with you as far as what you believe is this play is it highlighting what's going on in every church, or is some of this stuff going on at your church, or what is your take on this as a pastor, as a first lady?
Yes, what is going on in this play is definitely something that's going on in every church. Now, I have not been a first lady all my life. I have not been saved all my life. So that means I have seen, because I've been brought up, raised from birth in the church. So church is all I know. And I have seen so many things, and the difference in my experience and my walk in the faith of seeing things, certain things were never talked about. That's the difference that I see from my earlier years to now. There are things in this play that have never been talked about, never have been dealt with on a level that you can understand and get delivered. Because, you know, I used to ask questions and would get rebuked. Get sat down, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. And, I mean, these are some issues that people are walking around. It might have been an issue I was walking around with. And I didn't
God.
Get the help that I needed until God had to put me on Front Street. Like, okay, now I need you to get out of this, because where I'm about to take you, you need some healing. You need some deliverance.
Okay. Well, this is woman to woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically what we believe here is that your testimony just carries so much power. Now, I mean, Evangelist Keisha Cole has a powerful testimony.
Yes.
I got delivered to cancer and lupus. Now,
right.
Lady Flag, you're telling me that you grew up in church.
Mm-hmm.
But you still had an issue. You came to the point where you still had an issue
in
church that you had to be delivered from.
Yes.
Go ahead and share with us. So what was your issue? What did you have to be delivered from? And when did God come to you and say, okay, enough is enough? Or when did you say, I'm sick and tired?
Okay. My issue was the support, the things of people saying what you can't do and what you could do. I had an issue, whereas, you know, God gives us all our own vision of different things that he wants us to fulfill in our lives. He gives each one of us different avenues that he wants us to tap into. And when I used to bring different ministry things to the head of the ministry, they would say, no, you can't do it because you don't know X, Y, and Z, or you're too young, you're not ready. God speaks to the young ones just as well as he speaks to the older ones.
Well,
because I was put down so many times, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go forth. I'll sit back. I'll shut up. I just would be a person that's on the seat of do nothing. And the reason why is because of the letdowns and no one saying, oh, you can do and you can become. And it took God to link me up to Evangelist Keisha because, and she may not even know this, but I came to her live recording that she did with her first completed CD project. And I'm telling you, after I heard, she put me back on track. She put me back on track. Because after I heard them, and I believe, I don't even know how I even got to, I don't even know how I got to the position of put in the place where I was with her in the PR and management. But I told her, I began to tell her and her people, I had to come to that next rehearsal and tell them, y'all are going places. Y'all, this is powerful what you are doing. What she's not the regular old, you know, person that you hear and being entertained. No.
Yes.
That's not what you're getting out of Evangelist Keisha. You're not getting that kind of flavor from her. You're getting a refilling, you're getting refreshed, you're getting poured into. Keisha pushed me more than she ever knew she was pushing me.
She
got me up to for what I am now in ministry. I mean, even when my faith was cut off so little where I thought I couldn't, Keisha has spoken some things to me like, no, you got to stop thinking, because this is what happens when you're so used to people always putting you down and pushing you to the back. Oh, you can't. You're not well qualified. Even when my husband became pastor, oh, please, ministry, it's not going to last long. What? First lady. Oh, my goodness.
My God.
And it is, this stuff begins to kind of taunt you. But when God began to reconnect us back together, Lord have mercy, it just took me to another level. Like, you can. And after I saw what we were able to do together, and that's what we have to learn as the body of Christ. When we do things together and when God is on the top of the agenda or the venue, let me tell you, God will blow your mind as long as you line up to what he's telling you to do. And this play is going to blow somebody's mind going to tap into areas that nobody ever told you. I could be delivered from this? You mean to tell me I could have been healed from this? You mean to tell me if I take care of God's business, he going to work on my situation?
Yes.
People's
yes.
faith is so, you know, and especially in this day and time of what people are dealing with, you know, I heard this statement, what we magnify will intensify. So if we magnify the problem that's in our life, guess what? It's going to be intensified. Keisha just explained how when she was diagnosed with the sicknesses, you know, of lupus and then the diagnosis with the cancer, she said when she did not line up with God, the situation was taking her under, going through doctors, going to this visit, going to that visit, because she was magnifying on that. And now, had she surrounded herself with people that also would have magnified the situation that she was dealing with, and she didn't keep her mind focused on God and not did what God had birthed in her 3 years ago now. She said 3 years ago, and it's just now happening.
Three years
ago, I was holding up that healing that could have been done suddenly. It could have been done suddenly, but my faith was shaken because I was magnifying the diagnosis what the doctors told me, and I was hearing God, but my mind was far from it. And that's how we do. But now that she's lined up with what God has called her to do, and I'm so glad I'm connected, because this thing, there is some things that I desire for the people of God, and she has increased my faith the more that I can no longer look at the situation, but I got to magnify what God is about to do, because
my
something
God.
Deep is about to happen. It's going to explode. We 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
And I'm just so anxious to see the power of God just move in the building.
Wow.
My
faith
has
increased. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Woman to Woman. I thank you so much for tuning in. I'm talking to Lady Flag and also Keisha Cohen, who are the Lady Flag is the PR person and management for the play, which was written and produced, given birth to by evangelist Keisha Cohen. And the name of the play is Decisions, Decisions, The Right Choice. The play will be taking place 2 weeks from now. The woman of God just said it on October the 16th, and it will be taking place in Elizabeth, and I will give you that information. I want you to go to their website. The website is www.tinyurl.com/decisionsplay. Listen, these women of God are on fire for a reason. This play is going to change lives, set the captives free, open the eyes of the blind. My God, get some folk delivered from some stuff, amen, that they've been carrying a long time. Listen, the tickets are only $25 for adult, for children 12 and under, they're $10. Our special group rate is $18. The VIP tickets right up in front, if you like to be in front like me, $35. My God, only $35. And guess what? Lady Flag will deliver to you. She will deliver the tickets to you if you just email her at the Lady Flag with two G's, the Lady Flag at yahoo.com. She will deliver. The church is going to be, the play is going to be at the Christ Fellowship Church, located at 1121 Elizabeth Avenue, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and the doors open at 6 p.m. Get your tickets now. Listen, I have only heard about the play, and I want my VIP tickets. I need two, so you can deliver. You don't have to deliver them to me, but I will get them. Basically, you want to go and see what the Lord is doing. And I'm talking to Evangelist Keisha Cohen and Lady Flag right now. I want to ask you, Evangelist Cohen, were you just getting ready to say something?
No.
Okay. Somebody was getting ready to say something before I came in with the announcements. Okay. I'm also anticipating a great move of God. And when you have a heart for God's people, the Bible said that he who wins souls is wise.
That's right.
You know, but we have also been given a great commission to go and make disciples of all men. So we playing church is not enough. Evangelist Keisha Cohen, now, this is your is this your first play?
This is the second play that I've written. We've done What Happens When a Mama Prays.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that a few years ago for Mother's Day. We did dinner and a play, and it was a huge success.
Yeah.
And thank you so much to Lady Flag that partnered with me on that also and did the promotions and helped me to just make it make the vision come to pass. So, but this is the first play on this level.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in awe of the handiworks of God. I'm just sitting back and basking in his glory of what he's doing, because I don't even want the glory. I don't want no accolades.
Mm-hmm.
I want God to get the glory out of this production, to get the glory out of the souls that will be saved and delivered, and I want him to just get the glory out of me and everything that I do. It's all about Jesus for me. So I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, we I tell you, time is moving so fast. We have 14 minutes left. I'm going to open this phone lines, 646-652-4832, for anybody who wants to come in and speak with these young ladies. If you have any questions with these, you know, anointed, what I'm sensing is that there's an anointing that God is releasing to break yokes. And he's using whoever's willing to be used.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sense that these two ladies are willing vessels to be used, vessels of his glory.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just thanking God for them. Before we take the call, I do have one caller waiting to talk. But anybody else that wants to call, I know I have a couple people listening that don't usually want to be on the air, so I won't put them on the air. But anybody else that wants to speak or have something to say about any decisions that you've had to make, or get more information about how to write a play, if you have a question for Evangelist Cohen or Lady Flag, go ahead and call in now, 646-652-4832. Lady Flag, why should we come to this play? Why should the listeners come to this play?
I believe the listeners need to come to this play because they are going to finally get some answers to some things that may have been held up in their lives, that they may have been traveling circles and circles around, like, okay, I've been going, I've been listening to the word of God. And, you know, God is good because he's a God of varieties. So your answer may not have came the way that you were anticipating it to come, but God also allows and he gifts the body in dramatization. So you're going to get it in drama. You're going to get it in some singing. You might even get it in the songs that might even be ministered that night. That is the reason why I believe that you should come to the play, because it's talking with real life issues, real matters, real things of the heart that lay dormant in our lives, and you're going to get it. This is your time of release. This is your time of restoration. This is your time to be free and be healed and be delivered. So you're going to hear it in this, because everybody has a decision and a choice that they need to make. So which one are we going to choose?
My God. My God. Evangelist Keisha, what is it that was pressed upon your heart? Why should people press their way to come out? And I know this play is going to be in more states. Right now we're in New Jersey. So if you're listening from another state, I know I have a lot of listeners from other states, that's okay. Just keep listening. Stay tuned, because decisions, the right choice is going to be on tour.
Mm-hmm.
So Evangelist Keisha Cohen, why should people around the United States of America, when it's to play his their state, come out to this play?
I think that the listeners would benefit from this play on many different aspects. One, if you're buying a ticket or if you're contemplating buying a ticket, it means that you enjoy drama and you enjoy the play scenery. And we're going to have some good cast members. We have G.L. Douglas, who's one of the big gospel comedians in the New Jersey tri-state area. And she was also on a reality show, Money Hungry, that viewed on VH1. She's a part of the cast. We have Tina Marshall, a recording gospel artist, wonderful woman of God. We have Evangelist Sonia Ford, who's played in many different plays and productions. We have good entertainment. We have The Chosen International, which is a Spanish gospel group that will be performing and ministering on that evening. We have Brother Ish, who's a gospel rapper, who will be ministering on that evening. So once you come and purchase your ticket, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to sing, we're going to dance, we're going to pray, and you're going to get all of this along with a good, sound, biblically-based play and production. Mm-hmm. We're on the level of excellence. We have, you know, I believe in giving God excellent service. We want to be in the limelight, and we want to do productions, but we want to give half because we say, well, it's the gospel, and they'll understand. No, when people are paying the money, so I brought in a renowned production company that does theater and Broadway, and they'll be producing and stage directing. I brought in a full band so you could feel the theatrical music and so that you could feel Jesus through the keyboards and and through the guitar and through the drum. Then I brought you some good actors that are not only acting when it comes to their life with Christ. They're not acting. These are people that I believe are living and preaching the word of God. So if you are in need of some good drama, some good singing, if you ain't got your praise on in a long time, come on out on the 16th because we're going to get it in. We got on the bottom of the program, this play is subject to the move of the Holy Ghost. So just know if you want to see a play not as usual, come on out. This is the place that you want to be on October the 16th, 2010.
My goodness. Wow. Well, I'm convinced. I definitely want to be there. I'm looking forward to it. To God be the glory. We do have a couple of callers, and I just went to the website. Phenomenal.
Marquise Washington works with
Amen. So let's take a couple of callers. Amen. Area code 201, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women. Area code 201-618. Amen.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Praise the Lord.
How you doing, Pastor Simmons? This is Mother Bailey.
Hi, Mother Belly. Mother Rosa Belly. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank
also.
You so much for listening.
Oh, I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the discussion about the play and what they're going to present. And actually, I'm trying to figure out what my schedule is like because I'd like to be there. I'm really looking forward to the women's conference. You know, you were not too long ago at our church in Orange, and I tell you, the women went away talking about it, and a couple of young ladies especially wanted to know when they were going to get a chance to come and be a part of your ministry again, so I'm looking forward to your women's conference. But I just want to tell you, praise the Lord, this is my first time having an opportunity to join you, but I have thoroughly enjoyed what I have heard.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother. I tell you, I just love you. And you're the one who told me that the women want to know what to do after the conference. So,
that's,
you know,
right.
The Lord has, my God, the Lord has really been dealing with me on that. And that's why I'm partnering together with other women and promoting other women in their ministry through women so that we can continue to build each other up and help each other. That's why I'm having these two ladies here, because they are on the same mission field as we are, Mother.
I'm telling you, I have been thoroughly blessed. And again, I just want to thank you so much for letting me know about this. I didn't know about it. I didn't even know about Blog Talk Radio, believe it or not. But I have thoroughly enjoyed it. And believe me, whenever you all have this type of thing, if it's possible, I intend to be a part of it. And
amen.
I'm going to pray that the Lord would continue to bless you. Also give the two speakers who spoke that God will bless them in their endeavors and also prosper them, that they not only be able to do this here in Elizabeth, but wherever the Lord stay. And just may the Lord continue to bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother.
All right. Okay, Pastor, I'll talk to you again real soon.
God bless you, Mother. Just stay with us. I'm just going to put you back on mute. Thank you so much. And the ladies heard you. They both said thank you.
Oh, they're more than welcome. And God, tell them I'm just praying that God would continue to bless them.
Well, they hear you. They're right there. And I know that they receive that. So God bless
yes,
you.
Yes,
amen.
God.
My goodness. Mother Rosa, I tell you, I have to give a brief testimony. We don't have any more callers. We did have one. She fell off. They fell off. You can call back. We still have a few minutes, 646-652-4832, and we'll put you on the air. We still have a couple of minutes. Mother Rosa read The Cry of a Woman's Heart, one of the books the Lord blessed me to write, and she called me up. And she did a conference for me. She's another woman. She inspired me to do what I do, to help other women to do their ministry.
Wow.
So she did a conference for me at her church, and she's Church of God in Christ. And she brought me in, talked to her pastor, brought me in, had a luncheon, and just had me, you know, do a whole conference there at her church, to God be the glory. She has a very special place in my heart. A woman of great faith, but she, you know, she's a mother. She's a head of the board of mothers at her church, and she is still on fire for the Lord, still working in the army of the Lord. So God bless you, Mother. Amen. Amen. Well, we have 3 minutes, and that person did not call back. I do, like I said, I have a couple of people that I know don't like to be on the air. So in this last 3 minutes, I'm just going to give you to the floor. Again, the name of the play is Decisions, Decisions, The Right Choice. The tickets are only $25. Go over to the website at www.tinyurl.com/decisionsplay. And check out what the Lord is doing in this particular ministry. This is ministry. And not only that, but you will have a great night out. Get it, make it a date night. Take your husband, take your wife, take your children, take somebody
That's
from the
right.
job.
This is a family affair.
That's right.
Amen. So you have 2 minutes, ladies. What do you have to say? What is the Lord putting on your heart in closing? And again, I thank you both for being with me today, but I just want to hear anything that's pressed upon your heart, because sometimes we do interviews and we don't get to say everything that we want to say. So you do have a couple minutes, and just go ahead and release whatever else the Lord has impressed upon your heart.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, Pastor, I just wanted to thank you, and I just wanted to speak blessings and miracles and doors opening for you, your ministry, and for your books, and just for you not being the ordinary pastor that is all about their ministry and just all about what they're involved with, but you being a woman of God that's looking abroad and encouraging and speaking into women's lives, and I pray that you get the resources that you need to do what God has envisioned and the vision that he has given you. I pray that the finances line up with the vision that God has given you. I speak prosperity. I speak longevity over your ministry, over the vision, and I speak that it will be in cities, not in one local area, not even in the tri-state area, but worldwide, international, over you in Jesus' name.
Amen. I receive that. That's prophetic. Lady Flag?
Yes, I just want to say thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca, for just allowing us this space to be on your blog talk. We really enjoy this, and we thank God for this open door. And I just also want to say ditto to everything that Evangelist Keisha Cohen has spoken to your life, because it is so, and it shall come to pass for both of you, for both of your houses and both of your ministries, that the both you and Keisha both have, because it's needed for this day and time. It's definitely needed. It's the time. It's the season. So walk in it with the favor of God. So we just thank you for this. And we just want to say also that when you think about purchasing the tickets for the play, that we are not only just thinking about everybody and tells of what, but there are some proceeds, and we are donating some of the proceeds over to a nonprofit organization who deals with healing and helping in health. It's a nonprofit organization. If Keisha can help me out here with the name of the organization again.
It's the Women Healing and Helping Hands Organization. And they're actually a Christian-based nonprofit organization. And they actually were one of the organizations that provided me with counseling during my illness and provided information and help at no cost. And they were there when I needed them. And now we wanted to take this opportunity and pour back into their ministry and into their organization.
Amen. Amen. Is that the director, Deborah Troy?
Yes.
Amen. Another good friend of mine. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have to get her on the show. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. Okay. Well, our time is up. I just want to thank both of you ladies for being with me. I want to also just remind my listeners, those who are listening via the archive, we get quite a few hits on the archive. We're off the air, but we're in the archives. Be coming off the air momentarily, but even in the archives, I just want to again encourage everybody to go over to the website www.tinyurl.com/decisionsplay. Amen. To God be the glory. Listen, it is not God's will that we be crippled in the church. It's not God's will we be in the church and not making it into heaven. Amen. God has a great plan for our lives. Amen. And we have to walk into Amen. Giving God all of the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor for the great things that he has done. So if you even have a decision to make today, and you are not in New Jersey, I can't get to the play. I have a decision to make today. I just want to encourage you to make a decision for Christ. Amen. Receive Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Make a decision to go to church tomorrow. Amen. Even though there's a lot going on in the church, there's not all churches are not full of confusion. There are some churches that are ruled and reigned by the Holy Ghost. New Creation Christian Ministries is one of them. And I believe Power, Praise, and Worship is also one of them. Amen. Make your way to church. Amen. And I want to encourage you to make a decision to read your Bible. Amen. To get in the Word and let the Word get in you. Amen. Make a decision not only to read the Bible and to meditate on the Word, but to do the Word. Amen. Let that Word be a lamp unto your feet as you take each and every step that you take. Amen. And as you make each and every decision that you make, let that Word be a lamp unto your feet. Amen. And I just ask you to make a decision to trust in God, because he is the only one that's going to bring you through some of the stuff that you have to go through during the season. Amen. And those are my closing words. Ladies, I love you. God bless you. Again, I do want to be there. I will get my tickets. I'm believing God that I will be there. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That I will be there. And I look forward. Lady Flag, just before we go off the air, Lady Flag can also be heard on IBN Radio. What time is your show?
We're on the air from, we changed our time now. We're from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Saturday morning on IBN Radio.
8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Saturday morning, IBNRadio.org. How do you get there?
It's www.IBN4U.com.
My God, IBN4U.com. Amen. Go ahead, Evangelist Cohen.
I'm also on that same radio station on Sundays. Afternoons from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. afternoon, Shiplock with Keisha. So they could tune in on Sunday and get some good gospel music, and we interview upcoming artists and authors on our show also on Sundays. IBN for you, the letter before the letter U, .com, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Amen. That's after church. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Evangelist Cohen, where do we hear your music? How do I hear you? Do you have some music that we can support and buy?
Yes, you can find me on iTunes. You can find me on CD Baby. You can purchase the CDs on CD Baby and iTunes. And the new project, we're currently working on that will be out soon. So, and they can always hit me up on Facebook, Keisha Cohen, K-I-S-H-A Cohen, and they can purchase it through that way also.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that is to God be the glory. Great things. God is doing great things in the lives of his women. So I know that you, too, have a dream to fulfill. You, too, have a purpose that God has given you. And I just challenge you to take what you've heard today and give birth to what God has impregnated you with. Amen. No more delay. No more denial. Amen. It is time. It is time. No more doubting. It is time to do what God has called you to do. Well, God bless you, ladies. Have a blessed day.
God bless you. You have a blessed day, Pastor.
Amen. And God bless you to all of my listening audience. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. I'll see you next week at 1 o'clock. As a matter of fact, I won't be here next week. I have my women's conference next week, and we will not be streaming live. So I'll see you. Come on over. If you're in New Jersey or New York, come over to New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Check out my website, nccmonline.org, for more information about the upcoming conference. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.